Good morning. And how are you? Today, the readings, they begin by beating up the priests. And we deserve to get beat up. I often say, I was talking to someone, yesterday I was in Milwaukee and I spoke to 2,500 women. 2,500 women at a women's conference. I was the first speaker. I was blessed among women. But anyway, the reality is while I was there and I was talking to someone about the reality that Pope Francis beats us priests up almost every time he talks. And that's exactly what we need. It's readings like that that priests need to hear, that I need to hear to remind me primarily that my job, of course, is to be nothing. My job, of course, is to humble myself. My job, of course, is to forget about me and be more concerned about others. That's my job. That's what he created me to be a priest for. Sometimes I don't do that well, as most of you know. But the reality is the call to keep going up, to keep not staying down, to keep standing up and going forward and fall and get up and keep doing what God wants us to do. But now that we need to look at how we deal with this, this reading isn't just for priests, it's for you too. Aren't you excited? That what God's calling all of us to do is, in the first reading, his problem with the priest is what? They were focused on themselves. He says to them, "And now, O priest, this commandment's for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, if you do not give glory to my name." So what he's calling the priest to, but since we're all priests, you know, through Christ now, he's calling us all to listen, to take what we hear to heart, and to do what we do to give glory to his name. Huh? So he calls us to listen, to take to heart what he says to us, and to live our life to give glory to his name. So we got to sit there and think, you know, do we pray when we pray, as we talked about last week, are we truly listening to God? And it takes that time. It just takes that heart that says, "Lord, I want to listen to you now." And again, the best way to listen to the Lord is, as we talked about very recently, is to listen to Scripture, to meditate. You know, I'd encourage you that, you know, one of the things that have been very good in my life lately is I have the YouVersion of the Bible app. Do you have the Bible app? Anybody have that Bible app, the YouVersion? It's a great thing. And in there is an app that gives you Bible studies. And it's private Bible studies, huh? And I'm in the middle of the one now on Philippians, and it's written by Rick Warren. And it takes less than 5 minutes a day when I'm doing my holy hour. I get there, and last week I was in a funk. You know, you ever get in a funk? For 2 days, I was in a miserable mood. And there was not, I didn't go to staff. I went down there, said hi, got my stuff, said mass, and went back upstairs. I was in a funk. And I couldn't get out of it. And I kept saying, "Jesus, I'm in the funk. I need to get out of the funk." And so then I started the thing with Rick Warren. I was doing it. It was on Philippians about count it all joy and breaking through the Word of God and how God talks when we focus on ourselves. Then if we give these negative thoughts of what's going on, then we all get in this funk. He says what we need to do, of course, is to forget about ourselves and to worry about the will of God in our life. And this, when we start thinking about the will of God, then we'll count it all joy. And that instantly pulled me out of my funk. The Word of God had the power to pull me out of my funk when I just didn't listen to it, but I took it to heart. And I remember I got up out of my chair after my holy hour and everything had changed for me. Everything changed because I spent time with him in his word. I listened as someone reflected onto it. I went back to that word and I let it enter into me and it got me out of my funk. When you and I go to pray, instead of just sitting there telling God what we need to let him speak to us through his word, so that he can change our hearts when our hearts need changing. And how often do you think our hearts need changing? Every day, it's just that way. My heart needs changed every day. Your heart needs changed every day. And that's okay. Because where that means if we're allowing our hearts to change, or more so, if we're letting Jesus change our hearts every day, what does that mean? That we're growing. And that's so important to all of us, that we grow. So I'd encourage you, again, if you, and it's funny, if with that app, every day it'll remind you, excuse me, you did not come and do your app time right now. And it'll remind you to go back to do that Bible study. And there's Bible studies on 1,000 different things in there. Now, it's a Protestant thing, I get it, but most of it's pretty basic. You know, there's grace, there's family, there are 1,000 Bible studies that are very, very simple. Some of them are as short as 5 days. The one I'm in now is 37 days. But it's less than 5 minutes, and it can change you. I promise you it can. You know, and can really help you grow in your spiritual life. So what we need to do is listen and then take that to heart. And then the third thing he says, again, to all of us, is to do what we do to give glory to his name. Now, Paul gives us a great example how to do that. He says, I was gentle among you, and I was not a burden to you. That for Paul, he didn't want to be a taker as the head of the community. He wanted to be a giver. He says, I've been working amongst you. I am not one who is want to be a burden on you. And so what he was saying is, I don't want to be a taker. I want to make sure I put you first. And see, when we do that in our lives, we are bringing glory to God's holy name. Because that's the way he was amongst us. He came and did everything for us. So when I'm in my prayer and I'm going, trying to grow in different things, I got to think, do I do everything in my life for the glory of his name? Am I growing and then pushing his name to grow? Am I glorifying God with my life? Am I showing people that God's alive inside of me and then giving him glory? And the way I do that is not to be super holy, holy, not to be special. One of the women kept coming to me because I talked about the Blessed Mother yesterday, but I was talking about my grandmother, devotion, how she had great devotion. And I talk about, again, as I told you a couple weeks ago, the first time I ever heard the F word, not F-A-R-T, but the other one, was from my grandmother's mouth as a boy. And the women went, oh, and like a lot of you go, oh. But my grandmother was a holy woman who spent an hour a day in prayer. And the point of it was, is that our call to holiness is a call to be real. Real. Real people who put other people in front of them. Real people who go to God every day in prayer and know that I need to grow, that I need to change, that I need to listen to God's word, and I need to take that to my heart, and that every day I need to bring him glory. As a real person, with all my sins, with all my problems, with all the stuff that you and I have, to keep going on, to keep getting real, to keep being real, but knowing that God wants me to change every day, that I can bring glory to his name. And the best way I do that, the best way we all do that, is when we put God first and others first. It's a process. And as long as we're on the journey of this process, we are in good shape. As long as this is where I want to go and with the Lord giving him permission to change me, we're on a great road together. It's only when each of us would say, I'm fine as I am. I don't need to do anything else. Don't bother me, Father. Shut up. I put my time in and I go home. If that's you, you have a problem. So, say, Jesus, help me. I want to listen to you. I want to take what you say to heart, and I want to bring your name glory, and we'll do great things in God's name. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.